We are learning Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, and we're beginning the new parak, the second parak of Rosh Hashanah. And we're continuing with the discussion of Eidus HaChodesh and even on Shabbos. Zok the Mishnah, Em Eina Makir Moisa Oisai, if you don't recognize this aid, so usually aid is a Cheskas Kashrus, and you trust the aid. You don't have to come in with certification that you're a good person. But when it came to Kiddush HaChodesh, because of the Baisusim and the Kusim, we'll see on our base, you had to have a lot of times, they didn't recognize you. If Bez did not recognize his aid, he had to bring with him another Eidim to show that he is trustworthy. So he let it send someone else to be made, even Mechal Shabbos for the second guy. Even if that's only their Habon HaDikadin to bring another aid, he let Mechal Shabbos even for that. Like Tosha speaks that right here. For Usa Achanami Mechal of Shabbos. They used to makabel edus from any person. They didn't need a certification, someone to say that you're good. Once the Baisusim started messing things up, they were masakin, you only makabel edus from Amakirim, and if not, you have to have another person or two people telling Bezdin that you are a trustworthy person. Let's see the Gemara, and the Gemara discusses further. Dr. Gemara, my echad. It says, "V'emakir moisa b'shach moisa imoy echad lahida." My echad, chad, one person. V'chad mehemon. How could one person be nemon to say edus? That means there would be a havamina, and Rabbi said, "Right, why not?" But Tanya, moisa shvahu v'edav imoy lahida love. It says in the Brisa that he came with edim to made on him. So you see, you need edim. That means if we have been that one aid should be enough, since the whole thing is only the Rabbanon. A lot of times for aidus to Rabbanon, one aid is Nema, but we're asking from a bride, say, so see, you need two aidus. So why is it going to say Echad? It's really two aidus. Amra, Papa, my Echad Zug Echad means a peer. When it says in the Mishnah that Eina Makir Maisav Shachim Imoy Echad Lahadidu, it means you stand with him a peer of aidim to say aidus, that he's trustworthy. Hachinam Mestabra, I'll bring you a raya. It says, "Meinu Makirim Oisai." It says, "Not Makir Oisai." You don't accept him. That's what it says in the Mishnah. That "Ein Makirim Oisai," you're not Makablim. So you bring "Ein Makirim Oisai." Mashach Moi Ve'Echla Ha'Idea. What do you mean Oisai? For sure, for Kiddush Hachayish, you tweet him. My Oisai, Ilay Ma Oisai Chad. The Chad Mi Mehemon. How can you say one person's name for Kiddush Hachayish? Mishpat Ksivbe. It says by Kiddush Hachayish, Mishpat. It says Gichoykli Shohu Mishpat Lelikay Yaakov. It means if you don't have Eidim certifying that Zug, you have to bring Eidim to do that. Hachinami, my Acha, Achar, Zug Achar. You need not a peer. Sakaponim, we are saying over here that you need a peer of Eidim in order to say that this Reuven is a good Eid. One A is not enough to say that Reuven is trustworthy. But time to embrace. So, my son Rav Neroi, went to a story. Rav Neroi, shaholach etzel aid lahoyda lav b'shabbos. He went to be made on an aid that is trustworthy. What? He went to made on an aid that is trustworthy b'shabbos on Shabbos. This is the right time. He's allowed to go travel on Shabbos, even the trustworthy aid.
That'd be really good.
Yeah. Shabbos. Yeah, b'shabbos b'usha in Usha. It wasn't Usha. You're right. It was in Usha, and Rashi speaks out that there was a certain time when Usha was in Usha, wasn't Yerushalayim anymore. So this happened b'Usha. So what do you see? One aid. Rav Neroi himself went to be made. Zakti Gemara, Amri Rav Neroi. Some say I think Rav Neroi is Rav Meir. Amri Rav Neroi, Sahada Achrina Havadei. Rav Neroi, there was another aid with him. He wasn't himself. There was another aid with him. I wanted to say it in the Brisa. Klapi Rav Neroi, the other aid was nothing. It's just a chosh of a person. So therefore, we don't even mention the other aid. He wasn't choshev in Mokim the covered Rav Neroi. That's one teretz. Rav Ashi, another teretz. Rav Neroi, in this story of Rav Neroi, there was another aid already in Usha that was ready to say this guy is trustworthy. Rav Neroi, there was another aid already there. But also Rav Neroi, was going to Mitzarif with that aid. Was going to Mitzarif with that aid. Praying to Gemara Kasham, Bishlamo, if you're the first pshat. So the chiddush is that you're allowed to travel on Shabbos and even though it's only to made on someone else. But if it is second shot, what exactly is the chiddush over here? That he's not an eight over there. What's the chiddush of his whole story? Yochi Ma'alamem, right? I know, yeah, it's a little bit short what the Yochi is. Why didn't you say in the first shot? It's telling Rashi, the Kashi Yochi is only here. So you have to say the first way there's some kind of chiddush there, more than over here. The first, maybe it wasn't on Shabbos, maybe the chiddush was that there you need two eighths, but I didn't say two eighths there. It's not clear what's the why ihachi. It could be ihachi. It doesn't sound like ihachi is kasha on both. It's not clear what the ihachi is. It's a tzarachin. It's a tzarachin. So ihachi, ma'ile meimra, ma'ote mistake lemechalina Shabbos. Maybe you see misafik. You can't mechal Shabbos. Why not? Because here there's no aid. Maybe that aid in Usha is not really in his house. We don't know if he's there. You're going on side. There's an aid there. Especially if you're going with another aid. So you know you and another aid are coming to the mate. So you know it's gonna work out. But here, maybe the aid is over there. Maybe he's not home. You don't know when you're leaving. Rabbi Roy is leaving his house in Michal Shabbos. Does he know that the aid in Usha is home? No, he doesn't know. They don't have communication. Still, Kamash Loi is like Michal Shabbos, even Misveika. Even Misveika. In the first Girsa, the Gemara, I guess, assumed Pasha that the Chiddush was that just to be over Shabbos. But here, the Gemara held maybe one say another Chiddush. It's not clear. It's a good Kasha, exactly what the Ihachi is, exactly what's found in the Ihachi.
What's
this? Is that Echid Lusha? What? No, it on maid that he's trustworthy. Zotim Maravait, Ki Osa Ula, Omar, Katshul Yachim Arava. We're talking about now Eid Echad, it was Eid Echad Nam on certain things. Ula, when Ula came to Babel, he told them, by the way, they're Mekadesh, the Rish Chodesh in Eretz Yisrael on a certain day. So is he Nam or not? It's Eid Echad. Omar Avkana, Loim Abay Ula, the Gavar Rabu, the Mehemen. Not only Ula, who's a chosh of a person, as he believed, we find sometimes that the Gavar Rabba, Ki Mehemen Kibay Trey, but Ella fill inish da'alma, not me'amun. Any eight echos ne'amun. Why time? What's pshat? I eight echos usually not ne'amun. Kol milsa David legluye. Anything that's also legluye, loy mishakri by inchi. Anyone that you can be found out, they're scared to lie. This is very easy to find out. To go to the Eretz Yisrael and find out when Rosh Chodesh was. You make up a story. So anything that's also legluye, David legluye, they're not going to lie. Ta'inam ha'achi, ba echad b'soif ha'olam, from the other end of the world, v'alma kitchu b'ezim z'chodesh ne'amun, you're always ne'amun because it's asid legluye, therefore you neman. Already the achrayim is fasemis and to rev both ask why you pasha neman as ed echad neman v'yisurim. So it's we know ed echad neman v'yisurim. Come to Israel, ed echad neman. So here it's also to do things on yontiv. So ed echad v'yisurim. So the fasemis to rev both discuss it. They say it because there's other things besides v'yisurim that come out because of reshchaydus. What?
Staris.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yeah. Whatever, you figure out through them that there's other ways that's not only Rechna Vesurim. Zog to Gemara Vait. It says in the Mishnah, Rishonim Mekam Eis the Cheshav Kol Adam, and then, because of the Baisusim, they have to stop. What's the story of the Baisusim? Tanur Rabbanon. Mal Kilkul Kilkul Baisusim. So let's speak out why the Baisusim wanted to do Kilkul. The reason is like this, that one of the things they held, Baisusim take everything in the Torah literally. So one of the things they held was that it says in the Pasuk that Memachras HaShabbos, we know we bring a Minchas Ha'imer on the second day of Pesach. And why do we bring Minchas Ha'imer? To Matah Chadosh. According to the Baisusim, since it says Makras HaShabbos, you always brought it on Sunday. So let's say Pesach happened on Tuesday. So Chazal say you bring on Wednesday the Omer. But the Baisusim have a problem. It's only on Sunday. So they have to wait 4 days until it brought the Omer. And Shavuos also was always on Sunday because of that. Shavuos is always on the same day as when the Omer, the day after, when the Omer starts, I think the same day as the Omer. Yeah, figure 50 days later. It's the same day as the Omer. So it's always the same day. So they held on Sunday, and they wanted 2 days in Yontif in a row, could be whatever the reason is. They held, it might be a day later, so it might be a day later, I might figure it out. But like upon them, they always held the Machras HaShabbos was on Sunday. The Omer always was on Sunday. That's the help. So what they do? Let's say if Rosh Chodesh was supposed to, let's say the Lamed of Adar was on Shabbos, but there was no Eidim. So what's going to happen? Rosh Chodesh is going to be on Sunday, which is Lamed of Adar, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on Sunday, when's Pesach? Then 2 weeks is Sunday. So it'll be Monday when they bring the Omer. So they have to find a way to get Eidim to come on Shabbos to make Lamed Adar into a Yontif, into a Rosh Chodesh. Now make Yontif land up on Shabbos. So if something happened like that, they'll try to get false Eidim to be made. They saw the new moon on Shabbos. That would be what they did. So let's see the Gemara. Talk about Ma Kilkul Kilkul by Susim. Which Ma Kilkul is what Kilkul did they do? Pamachas Bikshu by Susim Hatas the Chum. One time Susim wanted to trick the Chum. Sarchu Shnei Bnei Adam. They hired 2 Bnei Adam. Vidal Meizos 400 Jews, which is a lot of money. It's an incredible amount of money. Echo Mishlon of Echo Mishlam. They found two guys. Happens to be one guy was from Mishaluni, was not a Bai Susi. Another guy was a Bai Susi. Shalahem Heid Edusev Yatsu. So the way it works is they process one eight at a time. They first listened to the first eight and went out. Yeah, it sounds Mishcharish today on Shabbos. V'yatsu. The next one came in. Shalanu Amru Loi. Emor, they asked him, Emor, Ketzeris is Levana. How do you see the Levana? Amr Lahem. So he answered them like this. I was going up Maila Adumim, Re'isiv, and I saw the moon, Shuravitz Bain Beislam. It was sitting between two big racks. Roisha Daimel Egel, the head of the moon looked like a calf. Ozda Daimel Gdi, its ears looked like a goat. Karnov, its horns, Daimel Tzvi, was like a deer horns. Viznova Yimnachat Daimel Chesav, and his tail was between his thighs. It's like, it makes no sense. Vitzatzdi boy, and I saw the moon, Vinatatzdi, and I got so scared. Vinafalti Lachari, I fell backwards. If you don't believe me, I saw this. I have 200 zoos here wrapped up as my sheikhat. Basically, he's telling them it's all baloney. That's what it is, all baloney. The Mashah and the Kedis Yitzchak, Mashah brings down a sefer, Kedis Yitzchak, an earlier sefer, explains exactly what he was saying. He was saying something, it wasn't stam hacking a chayanik, but he was saying one thing for sure. I didn't see the moon. That's what I didn't see. Al-Kapadim, so he says, you know, I was hired for this. Amaloi. So what do you do this for? Don't agree to this. I'm like, I'll tell you why. I heard they want to trick the chum. Let me go be one of the eidim, and I'll mess up their plans. I'll let you know what's going on. Maybe people who are not mogon, like the first aid, they'll come. They'll trick the chum. Amaloi Chacham told him, "Mesayim zuz asun loch. You keep the 200. Mesayim zuz asun loch matana. You keep the 200 zuz. What's pshat? Rashi speaks out because there's a shus lebezdin liknois mamal says a hefker. Hefker bezdin hefker. They have a right to say you keep the money, even though you didn't do your job. He didn't do his job. He was supposed to say raidis. He didn't do his job. Still, he let him keep the money. And the people who hired you are going to get malchus. We tie them on the omud, which is a loshon of malchus." Because of that, they were misakin. They only mekabel edus from makirim. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Bereshayna, by the beginning, when they want to let the people in Golas, in Bavel, in diaspora, know about Rosh Chodesh, what they do, they used to light these fires, and that's they let them know. Once the kusim came, and they used to mess up the fires, it means if Rosh Chodesh wasn't on the first day, they made Rosh Chodesh on the first day, lit fires. They're misakin to send out shluchim and not fires. Stam, just to give you a context, that Kiddush HaChodesh Api Re'iya was until year 359 of the Common Era, which is, I think, 4119 in our years. It was to a nice amount of years after the Churban HaBayis, they still were doing Kiddush HaChodesh. How they do these fires? They brought these poles of cedar, aruchim, very long poles. The konim, then they took reeds, v'atei shemen, and balsam, this type of wood, with the orish pishtin, and these balls of flax, the karech mashiach, they tie it with a rope on top of this cedar stick. It's a very tall stick. And light on fire. They go on top of a mountain and light a fire. They go back and forth, up and down with this. Until he sees this friend doing it on the second har. Until he sees the third har. Goes second, third, fourth. And they see them waving back and forth. And why they wave is back and forth? Why do they just hold it straight? Zok Taisus Moilech Hamevi Taisus like this. Bishalim Mashmak Kedishal Yitu Loimashu Koichem. Shouldn't think it's a shooting star. That's why they did it. It went back and forth. The shooting star wasn't going back and forth, up and down. So that's why they knew it wasn't a shooting star, and that's why it went back and forth. Ma'ayin Hoyim Mesiyim Asuos. Which mountains they do this? Mahar Mishcha. They start on Har Zesim. L'Sartava. It's a mountain called Sartava. M'Sartava L'Grufina. M'Grufina L'Chivrin. M'Chivrin L'Beis Bilton. Beis Bilton was the end of Eretz Yisrael. Beis Bilton, lo yizos misham, ala moilech ha-mevim, ala moirid, achi eroya, until he saw a kolagur, the whole diaspora, lefana, of kamadurus eish, like one big fire. Because we'll see in the Gemara later on, that they all lit fires on the roof, and the whole place looked like a big fire. Zog the Gemara vayta, my mashma, how is the mashma, the masiyim, lishna di yikudhu? Where do you see loshan masiyim, loshan of a fire? It says in the Pasuk that after the David HaMelech had a mechamot, the plishtim, afterwards it says, Vayisaim David, that David went and says Vayazvu Shomer Satzabayim. They left the Plishtim left their Avodah Zarah there. Vayisaim David Vanoshav. What does it mean Vayisaim? Pasha means he carried them. Matagaminon says Oikten David. David lit them as on fire. He lit them on fire, and that, so you see Loshon Masuah is a Loshon of fire. It's a lotion of fire, and what's the lotion of fire goes up. So it has to make sense also. Fire goes up, that's what it means. That's what it means by Yisraim David. Like upon him, the Adkan. Now, tomorrow we'll continue from Tanur Rabbanan, and we'll discuss when exactly he lit these fires. Would he lit it on the first day of Shchayish, second day of Shchayish, at night? But when first night, second night, third night, when he light the thing? We'll discuss that tomorrow, at the beginning of tomorrow's Gemara, and then we'll go into other things tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow's daf.